Are you tired of watching the same old good movies? Do you crave the sweet, agonizing pain of cinematic failures? Well, then join Brad in his baby hands. Jacob, the guy who hasn't worn eyeliner since 03, and Mr. MTD, who is probably watching you right now, as we survive the worst films ever made. It's movie torture. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. We promise you'll feel better about your life choices.
Hey, this is Nikki, co-host of the Floor Recap podcast. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out all of our shows. This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you'll want to listen to.
Let's see, in all your glory, in all your glory, you look absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Except for my eyebrows. They're a bit rough.
No, you look beautiful. Okay, I'm going to introduce.
I've got a rehab and they wouldn't let me have tweezers.
Your eyebrows look incredible. Okay. Welcome to the Heart Conviction Podcast. You've already heard our intro. Can you guess who it is here? The long awaited, the long wanted, you're my favorite, maybe my best guest yet. Y'all, welcome truly our favorite cellmate, our favorite cellie, Melinda from the show 60 Days In. Hi, friend.
Hi, Nina.
I'm so happy to see your face. You look absolutely beautiful.
That's my sister.
Hi. Let's see your sister. Hi, sister. Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do they know you were on the show?
She has not seen the show. She just got out of prison, so.
Oh, does she want to be on the podcast?
You want to be on the podcast, Jamie.
Hi, sister. Okay, you are my most requested guest. Do you know that?
Really? I've had probably 400 people text me on Facebook.
What do they say to you?
Well, some have said, I know you're back on the streets. You'll always be on the streets. And then some said they're praying for me and that I'm a beautiful soul and that they know I got this.
People really liked you on the show, Melinda. Producers really liked you. People, the viewers really liked you. You were a favorite. Even the one producer, she said to me at the end, she said, of all the inmates that I've, the real inmates that I've came across this series, she said, Melinda is one of the most interesting, fascinating, like, of my favorites. She called you a favorite.
Was that the producer with the long hair? The one that did all the interviews?
Yes, Emily.
Yeah, she was cool. I talked to her a lot about my fentanyl problem and that it's going to kill the whole world. Like,
yeah.
I tried to be open with her as I could.
So where are you at right now? People are going to have 1,000 questions for you. Where are you currently at?
I just got out of Laramie Psych Hospital. I went to get on all my meds because, you know, I got a lot of past traumas and mental problems. So I put myself in there to get medicated. And I just got out of there today, actually.
You got out today?
I got out today. I was only in there for like 4 days because they... Dude, I love the psych doctor because the last place put me on like 23 meds and this place put me on 2. They're like, let's try to keep it less so that you stay on them.
Okay. And okay, so you were in there, but what's like, what else is going on in your life? Where do you live? What city? What state?
I'm in my mom's right now, but I'm trying to figure out somewhere else to go because I can't keep doing this town. Like, it's got too many traumas and just too many bad people in this town that don't want to let me go. Like,
so you're in Wyoming?
Yep. For now, until I go to prison, or leave town.
Are you maybe going to prison?
Before I decided I didn't want to do this anymore, I got in a lot of trouble, and I don't know if my judge is going to believe I want to do better. She doesn't know me. She doesn't get a chance to get to know me. Like, I'm hoping not, but I got a good lawyer because there was a bad sexual assault, so they couldn't use a public defender, so they paid for me a high-dollar lawyer, pardon my French. So that's
you're gonna have to edit out all your F words, so the less you say, the less editing I have
and
to do.
You know me. I'm like such a blunt person, and I swear like a sailor.
Remember in the cell, I'd be like, okay, no cussing until like 10 a.m. Remember?
You'd be like, can't we use other words?
And then you like, try.
Or
yeah. Okay, so.
I tried for you.
I know, and you did good. Melinda, I get asked more questions about you since the show than anything else. People are like, where's Melinda? How's Melinda? Where's Melinda? Would you talk to Melinda? We want to see Melinda. And then you and I posted screenshots of us FaceTiming one time, and those are on a bunch of like discussion board now and Reddit.
I know, I saw them pop up on Twitter and like everywhere.
Let's start here. What did you think when you found out you were on the show?
So I didn't find out I was on the show until somebody pulled over in Salt Lake when I was on the streets and asked for my autograph. Dead serious. I said, what the fuck, 60 days in?
And what did you say?
They were like, oh, it's a TV show. It's a really famous TV show. And they pulled up the viewage on their phone, and I about wanted to kill you. I was like, dude, everybody's going to be thinking I'm a junkie. It was my first thoughts. But they didn't portray me like that in the show, so thank God.
Yeah. And then you watched it. You saw it, right?
It feels to be a photo. I only got to watch half of it because then I end up in jail and then going to the program, and I should watch the rest of it. I think everybody else I know has it.
You did so good on it. You were just so real and so candid. People just liked you so much.
I'm a real person. I try to be, at least.
Yeah, she's a real one. Okay, so you found out you were on, and then what did you think afterwards? Like, because you knew the show. You and I had talked about the show in jail.
No, we didn't. You kept saying, I don't know why people keep thinking it's a plane. It's the security cameras. I'm like, come on. Nobody but that's like a God-fearing person like you is going to be in jail. And you're like, dude, I made a mistake. I bought guns off somebody to sell. And I believed you. You were like, my best friend believed you.
I know.
I'm like, this bitch, my darkest secret. She would lie to me.
Oh, I didn't want to lie to you. And there was a few times where we'd be making eye contact and I'd have my back to the camera and you would say things to me like one time you said, sometimes I think you're a plant and sometimes I know you're not. And I like was making eyeballs at you, like wanting to wink at you. So you knew I was trying to tell you.
I wouldn't lie to you was what I thought the eyeballs were.
I was trying to tell you. I just, you know, that's part of this.
Couldn't you have like whispered it to me in our cell in the middle of the night so I wouldn't have embarrassed myself as much?
I could have told you in church is when I could have told you. Because there were no camera, you know?
I forgive you.
I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, things go really bad if people find out. I would have been in big trouble around the board and then you're like hated on the show. And so I like couldn't tell you. Okay, so when we were in there and all the cameras were around, they loved you and you did lots of interviews. What? Because you've been to jail a lot, right? How many times have you been to jail?
Probably 30.
Yeah. And you've been to prison too.
Counting little overnight stays and shit. Yeah.
And you've been to prison too, right?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Are your parents there?
My parents are, I rented a room for me and my sister to hang out with there for the night at their hotel. They're over in the other house. Why? You want to say hi to them?
I really want to see them.
Okay.
Do your parents know you were on the show?
Yes, because I guess they knew before me because they had some relatives visiting from Utah County. They're like, dude, your daughter's famous.
What did they think about it?
On TV, she's like, I know. One sec. They locked the door at night because people have been breaking in.
Yeah, I get it. So you're in Wyoming right now.
Yep.
Did you ever go back to Utah?
That's where I'm facing prison time at. Mom, she wants to say hi to you.
Hi, hey. Mom. Do you know me from... I was in jail with Melinda.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Mom. How are you?
This is the girl that was the plant for the live TV show.
Oh, my gosh.
That I didn't know about.
Oh.
And then so Dad's in there, right? Can you see him?
Wait, that looks like... Hey, Dad.
Yay.
I was your daughter's cellmate on 60 Days in jail.
TV show.
Did you guys know that she was on a TV show?
Oh, yeah?
It's on Netflix now. Do they have Netflix?
Mom, do you have Netflix? The TV show, Mom, is on Netflix. Mom's doing laundry at her hotel.
Yeah, Mom. Hey, you know what, Mom? I have an Airbnb and you have a hotel. So you and I are kind of in the same business.
Uh-oh. Really? An Airbnb? Probably better.
And she's a bondsman.
That's why I was on the show. Now tell me
what. That's probably one of the things I was most shocked about you. I'm like, I told you all my dark criminal shit, and she's a bondsman.
I mean, I can't do nothing to you. Now, let me see your mom again. Hold on.
She's my best friend.
Wait, I want to see your mom again. I got questions for your mom real quick. Mom, I need to talk.
I have some questions for you.
Mom, I got some questions for you. I've been very interested in meeting you. First of all, you're a nice mom that puts money on her books.
She needs money on her books. Even she if sure she's does. In there, at least I knew she was eating and had a bed.
Let me tell you, do you worry about, how would you describe being Melinda's mom? Do you worry about her?
All the time.
She puts you through the ringer, huh?
Well, I just want her to be well off and doing good before something happens to me.
Oh, yeah. I really care about her, too. I want you to know people loved her on the show, and I loved my time with her in there, too. She was so sweet and smart and compassionate and kind and a good friend. And we read the Bible together. And I actually gave
my dad that Bible when he was in the hospital the last time.
You did?
And he read it when he was in the hospital. I did.
Yeah. His surgery or that whole thing when he was in the hospital, that was on the show.
Oh, dude, I know. Oh, I did see that part.
And he recovered well from that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mom, what are your wishes for Melinda? What do you want from her for her moving on?
I want her to get out of drugs.
Yeah, stay out of drugs. I'm already out of drugs.
Stay out of drugs.
And don't want to think I'm an
addict. Find a good guy.
Yeah. But actually, I found a good guy my mom even approves of.
Well, yeah, she's looking good.
Out. Yeah.
She looks great right now, tonight. Right? Your hair looks beautiful.
Look really good.
She looks really, really good. What was she like as a kid?
Rambunctious and wanted to run around all the time. And she loved to cook. She was really good, even as a little girl.
Really? Well, yeah, she told me she was in culinary program. Mom, would you say anything to anybody listening who has kids that struggle with addiction?
Try to get out of it. Your life will be a lot better.
Mm-hmm. No, the parents of the kids, Mom.
Oh, parents of the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah,
stay with them and try to help.
Yeah, how do you handle it? How have you handled all these trials with her?
I've cried a lot. I got on antidepressants, and but I go pick her up from everywhere, wherever she ended up. She was in the hospital in Vegas, and I was hunting for her.
60 pounds, malnutritioned, and extreme heat stroke.
Really?
I was like 17.
Yeah.
I got off a Greyhound on my way back from California.
California.
Yeah. And just disappeared. I was on Fox News even.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they had a picture of me and a missing person.
Yeah, I put it out there because I couldn't find her. And the guy called me and says, I think I know where your daughter's at. She just went in the hospital. And I had bags packed already. And I drove right through and got up there.
They didn't even believe her at how old I was because I looked so bad off.
They thought she was way older.
And she was 17.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, you know, I know Melinda and I shared every story on the planet, and I know she struggles, but I'm going to tell you what, she's got a sweet heart to her, and you can tell she's had parents that loved her. So I want you to know that despite what's happened, you did a good job.
I know.
Great. Thank you.
My mom knows that. She knows I love her, and she's my best friend.
She's sweet. How old were you? When did stuff start going wrong?
I got high the first time on meth at 11, at heroin at 13.
Meth at 11? That's young. Dang.
Mom,
13 the last time you
said. 13 for heroin, I said. Yeah, 13 with heroin.
Okay.
Mom was like, I thought it was 13. It's like 13 with heroin, Mom.
Dang. How did your mom find out?
I hid it from her for a long time, or at least I thought I did.
That's really young, though. Who's giving it to you? But just, like, friends?
No.
An adult.
My mom was working, traveling, and she left me with some relatives, and I got sexually assaulted, and I kind of went nuts, and they didn't know how to get me to coat, and that's how they coped.
I'm so sorry. I know you've been through it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I was so scared when they said I was on live TV because I shared so many things with you. I'm like, man, God, I hope my life is not on TV.
I know. We talked about the deepest, dark. I mean, I got to tell you, even shocked me with a few things that you said. Like, I thought we got to the bottom of the confession well, and then you'd say a few more things. And I'm like, oh, okay, there's more. But I got to tell you something, and I want you to know this. I hope you know this. There is not a person I would have rather been in a cell with than you. Not a person.
Oh, I love you.
I love you.
I think about 12 times since then, and when it starts getting rough, I think about the God talks we had and like,
yeah,
you thought I could do better. Like, I still think you're one of my best friends I've ever made.
Oh, I adore
Even
you.
I didn't know you were a TV plant.
If I could have told you, I would have told you. But I don't know. Something really special happened in there between you and I. Like, I shared that room with
you. If I knew I was going to be on TV. So I guess I'm glad I didn't because...
We probably would
have got to know each other as well.
You did so good, though. But do you remember, how we first met?
I went up to you and I'm like, you don't look like you do drugs. What are you doing here? And you're like, how do you know I do drugs? I said, because you took off your teeth. See, this is what drug teeth look like.
Yeah. And you know, like, you and I had so many conversations about your teeth, and you were so open about it.
I did watch the episode where you, like, she pulled this slime ball out of her mouth, and I was just disgusted with her. And it's like, I told you I was going to keep you aspirin.
Listen, I really wasn't grossed out by you. I just don't even drink after people. Like, I don't even drink after my husband. I don't drink after people. And it was, like, just so sweet of you and cute of you. So
you didn't say that on the TV show. You just said I was disgusting and had black coming out of my mouth.
I don't think you're disgusting. It just made such a funny clip to say it like that. It just made so funny. I don't think you're disgusting. I'm sorry. Forgive me. But I don't think that.
My teeth.
But you're really open about it too, though.
It's easier to accept it if you're making jokes about it rather than other people.
Yeah, that's true. I will say this, though, too. It's like if you got to have teeth missing, you got the right ones missing. Because it almost, you can't, unless you really show it, it doesn't look that bad.
I just show my bottom teeth for the most part.
Yeah, like that. Like you, like it looks like you just have teeth.
Right.
You guys
maybe
ever
talk? Maybe sober a while longer, I'll be able to get implants or something, I'm hoping.
Yeah, are there plans to maybe do something?
People like judge you so much when they see your teeth looking like this. They instantly think crackhead junkie, and they don't want to give it another chance, you know?
Yeah, no, I know.
It makes it hard.
I'm sorry. And you've always been so pretty, and you even looked good in jail. You look so healthy.
Oh, God, I didn't, though.
You did. But you look so healthy now.
I looked hit when you first met me.
I will say, when we were in intake, you do look like a different person from there to now.
You were scared when I first went up to you. Like, you're like, oh, my God, it's a monster.
You just were like a little
jail nest monster coming to get me.
The jail nest monster. You were just like a little jail, like a little jail gremlin. And you're just so much shorter than me. And you walked up to me and you would stand real, real close. And you're like, hi, I know you. You were getting high in jail there, right?
In intake, I was. I went in with an ounce of heroin, and I shared it with everybody in intake, except for you, because I already knew you didn't do drugs because you still had your teeth.
Would you have shared with me if I wanted some?
Probably. I liked you from the second I met you, so I went to you. I'm like, you know, you don't do drugs. What are you doing here, huh?
And you were, I can't explain it. It wasn't aggressive, but you would just
blunt
like...
Blunt and bold
and like in your face, like very in your face. And you were high, so you looked high and, you know, your eyes are bugging out and you'd get real like, you know, you kind of remind me of like a fun house. You know what I mean? Like a little like, I don't know. And I was a little afraid of you. You were the only one that I was a little like.
And then when they put you in the cell with me, you're like, oh God, not the jail gremlin again.
I'm
like, yay!
And
they're like,
oh, God, no. Melinda, I really was, because you got to think, like, you know how to do this whole jail thing. I did not. And I was like, okay, hope I get a good cellmate. Like, I'm really nervous. I was really nervous in the beginning who I was gonna sell with, because that space is so small.
And the scary jail grandma, and they're like, go with her.
And you like kick the door open to cell 30, and you're like, hi, guess what? You're my cellmate.
I do not sound like that. That's like an alien sound.
That's so. I heard it, and I was like, you don't really sound like that. But I was like.
I think you fell in love quick though.
And then I loved you. Remember we were joking about that in the cell though? And you were like, well, what did you think I was gonna do? Be like crawling the walls? And I was like, yeah, kind of. And then you said, yeah, I'd be standing over you at night, like, give me your teeth. I want no, you said, I want your teeth.
That was like the demonic voice ever too. I think that's when you bring up that your dad was an exorcist.
Yes, that's right, that's true. And we would just laugh so hard. I will never forget that. You said, I want to see
it.
Yes, like that. You were so good to me, Melinda. And I just thought it was just, we were like a real, like, you know, friendship love story. Like, I just loved you so quick. And you were a good, okay, let me tell you why you were a good cellmate. Okay. Let me give you a review. Pretend it's an Airbnb review. You were a good cellmate because you were fun to talk to when we wanted to talk. And when we were bored, you gave great conversation. You told excellent stories. You were hysterical. You would sing. You would be down to play games. Remember all of our games of Would You Rather?
Oh God, would you rather eat yogurt off the toilet or eat it on the bathroom floor?
Yeah, we'd be like, would you rather have to eat a piece of cake out of the dirty underwear container or drink the yogurt off the shower floor? You'd play games, but then you were a good cellmate then, because then when it was time to be quiet, you were quiet. Like, we had quiet time. We took naps. Like, you were the perfect balance of, like, not too much or not too little. So props to you for being an excellent. You taught me the word Sally, and I say Sally on this podcast all the time.
Can't believe you didn't. You wouldn't do the tattoo with me, but you did with your next Sally, though.
Okay. No, I would.
I was hurt.
No, but I talked about you. I did it in honor of you. You taught me how to do it, and I wanted to do it with you. The only reason why you and I didn't do it was because you left. Oh,
you're playing hard to get.
I wanted to do it with you. No, no, it's still in my heart with you. And maybe one day we'll meet up. I want to come in that area again. Maybe I'll come find you and we'll get matching ones.
Bet.
Okay.
So I really want to get like the serenity prayer or something to like look at to help me when I'm strong. And you'd do a Bible quote, I bet.
Okay. I would do anything. I would do anything you wanted to do.
Bet.
Because now I've gotten another tattoo since that jail tattoo. So now I have two. So I got a tattoo of a church building.
Bet.
Okay. So tell us, you went back to Utah County again. How many times have you been back to Utah County since?
Just the one time. Actually, I got all my stuff dismissed there because I was doing good with probation and I told him I just wanted to leave the area. And he said that because it was a misdemeanor case that I couldn't leave the area on probation. So he wrote the courts asking the courts to please cut me off Utah County probation sooner.
Really?
Yep.
And then why'd you go back?
I went back to it before that. So they put out a warrant for me because I went back to visit my parents and missed a PO meeting. Mm. And so they put the warrant out. And then after I got jail that time, I stayed in Salt Lake. I wasn't on probation, but maybe 2 months. I told him, dude, I can't stay sober in Salt Lake. And so he wrote the court and pled with them to let me off probation. Because with misdemeanor probation, you can't change areas in Utah County.
I see. So how long did you do that next visit there?
Only like 6 days. And oddly enough, because remember Mr. Pickle?
Yes.
So they ended up having to let me go early. Because the shower curtain in Brighton 2 came down and he all stood there staring and told the girls, no, just leave it. Let her get it. And I filed a sexual assault complaint. Yeah, Mr. Pickle did. And they fired him and released me early.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Pickle, remember him?
Of course.
When he told me, you need to talk to your wife like that. And he's like, I don't have a wife. Turns out he lives with his mom, I actually found out.
That feels on brand. What about Andre?
Andre is the one who was messing with me really bad and kept putting me on lockdown because he says that I was friends with somebody that was trying to get him in trouble and like messing with me hardcore. And that's when Scarlett reported and they put him on a reprimand.
That's wild. So Scarlett's messaged you and been nice to you since?
Just that one time, yep.
Interesting.
Turns out I didn't give her hep C accidentally from spitting on her. Remember that? She's like, you actually spit on me. I'm going to get hepatitis C now. It's like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, she was like, I heard Melinda tell you she had hepatitis C. And when she talked to me, she spit in my eye and I'm scared I have hepatitis C. All right, let me ask you the questions everybody asks me all the time.
Okay.
How quick did you get high when you got out of jail when you and I were there?
David took me to the Salt Lake before we went to the hospital because he wanted me to pick up for him. And I couldn't tell him no. He just spent $1,000 to get me out of jail to see my dad, it felt like.
So you're saying he took you to Salt Lake and that means to get drugs?
Yep.
For him also?
That's what he wanted him for. It was for him.
And then you got high with him the night you got out.
Like I told you, I can't be around heroin and see it and not do it. So I just got to stay away from it. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
We talked about that a lot of times, but I can't see it. Like,
uh-huh.
It's like I can tell myself I don't want to do it when I see it, but I'm going to put it in my vein anyway.
Yeah, that's fair. Do you still talk to that David guy that you were dating while you were in jail?
He died actually like 6 months ago. So his gallbladder ruptured, but then when they went in to take it out, his heart was swelled, so they couldn't, so it poisoned him.
He died?
He died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He was talking at the time, but he was living with my parents and I was in Salt Lake to get away from him.
Yeah. Wait, so this is not your ex-husband?
No, this is the ex that bailed me out of jail and was crazy, yeah, remember?
You were writing love letters to.
Yep.
I still have a few of them.
Oh, goodness.
So how quick did you guys break up when you got out? Or you guys weren't really
together? Oh, God, like a week. So we stayed in Salt Lake for like 3 days, and then we were driving back to Wyoming, and he stops at the rest stop, picks a fight, and gets out of the car and says he won't drive me the rest of the way, and he's staying out of the car until I'm not in the car anymore. And I had to call my dad to drive the rest of the way and come get me.
You got good parents, Melinda. What are your parents' names?
Morning, Carl. They just drove 4 hours to Laramie twice in 3 days so I could get my psych eval.
I just love them. You got good ones. Well, David died. R.I.P. David. That's really sad. Okay.
Me and him were not on good terms. He was bad juju.
Okay. How about the ex-husband? How's he doing?
I could give less.
Okay. All right. I can edit anything out of this, so you can
Sorry.
You can even just say, edit that out. No, that's okay. We don't have to ask about him.
Oh, no, you can put that on there.
Okay.
I mean, you can talk on the show about how bad he was. Like,
yeah.
Remember he broke my leg?
Yeah, we don't love that. And then your dad made it through that procedure, obviously. Thank God. We were so scared he died, remember?
Dude, I was terrified. Like, I don't think I've been so scared in my life. Like, that he was going to die and all he'd remember me being his foot.
Mm-hmm. Was it hard for you to see that scene in the show?
I didn't get to see that scene. I'm trying to remember the last thing I ended up seeing. Us laying in the cell talking about something. It was after the diaper, after the you almost fighting that girl with tattoos. I beat her up over you, by the way, when I went back to Utah County.
Who?
The one that you got in the argument with, because she's like,
Abby.
Because she got yelled at you about the diaper because you were disobeying the guard. And you're like, I'm just having fun. Don't try me.
I think, Abby, I appreciate you. Thank you.
They put me in a cell with her. And I'm like, dude, I'm sick of hearing it. Shut up or I'm going to pull you off that bunk. And she said, why? And I pulled her off the bunk.
You did? Oh, Linda, my
good
Sally.
She wasn't a narc, but she didn't tell me. I hit her twice and she said, all right, get out of my cell. Tell them we're not getting along. I'm like, all right, bet.
And she didn't tell on you?
Nope.
Dang. What did they say to you when you went back into jail? Were people talking about the show?
Mainly Andre just talking crap on me for being your cellie. And I'm like, dude, she was cool people. She was just doing a show to show about jails. Like,
well, yeah, it got them all.
She didn't
all.
Say anything that wasn't true.
Didn't say anything. Remember our little piece of lint that we named after him?
Oh, God.
We had a salt pet and his name was...
It made us hate him a little less, I think.
Yeah, because we ended up kind of like liking him kind of in a way. Remember, like we were like...
I think he was like nice to us because he finally realized like I'm on TV, I think.
I think so, too.
Because they even said on the show that the guards were realizing, but I wasn't. Me and my gullible ass.
Were the any of the other guards there too, like Chavez or that really mean one?
Yeah, I actually got his phone number. I didn't end up talking to him much because I ended up back out on the streets. But the second time I went back in there, he gave me his number.
Can you give it to me?
No.
Why?
I don't even think I have it anymore. I don't have that phone I had when I was on the streets.
Oh, yeah. You got all kinds of phones. Yeah, I would love to have him on the show. What about that real mean one?
Yeah, the Pickle. Mr. Pickle.
Oh, yeah. What's his name, though?
I don't know. Mr. Pickle. I called him that, too.
What'd he say?
Not much. He said, don't be disrespectful.
You know, the one that got mad at me for the water bottles. That's him, right?
Yeah, and he was yelling at you about stuff on your walls, and he locked us down over something on the counter, not on the wall.
Yeah, on, like, the
ledge.
He's like,
I don't care. I told you. You're like, no, you said nothing on the window, not nothing on the counter.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, what does it matter? Right. It was so stupid. Okay, and then how... Okay, so then you got high right when you got out of jail, and then where did you live right when you got out of jail that time?
I was in Wyoming for maybe 3 days, and because I'd already been high, I went back to the streets.
In Salt Lake, though? Because you're from Wyoming,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in Salt Lake.
In
it's
Salt Lake.
It's easier to get drugs there.
I see. Oh, so that's why you hang out there, because the drugs are more prevalent.
Yeah.
What is the Salt Lake drug scene like?
Death. Like
a lot of it.
I know people that have died from fentanyl in the past 6 months I've been sober. People really? I knew that were my friends, like...
Well, okay, speaking of, let's go through some of the people that were in jail with us. Let me know. I want to know if you've seen them. What about Talisha? Okay.
Yes, once. When I went back to jail, she went in there for 2 days because she got weed, she said, but she was gacked out of her mind.
Hmm.
A drug addict was spotted druggy.
But you haven't talked to her since?
No. I heard she got sick and ended up having to move states so that she had people to take care of her.
Really? What kind of sick?
To her mom on Facebook. Like liver failure?
No.
Yeah.
Do you have Talisha's contact info? I would love to talk. Okay, maybe you could...
I'm using one of my dad's extra phones right now because just got out, so...
You should send me a screenshot of her mom's Facebook, and I'll message her mom. I would love to talk to her.
I think it was text now, but I can probably, like...
What about Danielle?
No.
You don't talk to her? Because y'all used to see each other, right? Out and about?
No, that was Talisha.
Oh, Talisha. You guys were buds, right?
Yeah, her mom worked for my mom, and she was my girlfriend for a little bit, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Her no teeth. Her teeth are worse than mine.
Yeah, you lucked out because you got your fronts. What about Luna?
Hell no.
I'm just joking. Whoever you stood up to her, I was so proud of you. I've messaged her since. I found her online, but I heard she's gotten a lot of trouble.
Probably, dude. She's a dumb beep.
Okay, this is the most important question for me outside of you. What about Vicky?
Which one's... Oh, old lady Vicky? Heck no.
You don't talk to her?
No, you knew me and her didn't get along.
Yeah. I thought you guys kind of did, though. Kind of.
She tried to, like, thug up to me like she was some...
What about Shay? Remember that real young girl?
I actually have seen Shay. So she was my cellie when I went back for 2 hours, stole commissary from me, and I kicked her out of my room.
She did?
The one with long orange hair, the real young one.
You ever see her anywhere?
Nope. Just back in Utah, County Joe, when I went the second time, she was in there.
What about, do you know Kat?
She got a year. She did, yeah.
In that jail or in prison?
In that jail.
Okay. What was that girl who didn't like me, the goth one?
That's the one I beat for you.
Oh, what was her name?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either. Dude, she didn't like me. She was like kind of the only one.
Like Jade or gay or something like that.
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
What was her name? You're pretty and she has a funky lips. Remember?
Remember? She bit her tongue off.
Yeah, it was the tongue, not the lip. My bad.
Oh.
And so it's all sideways, messed up, and you're pretty, so she can hit you all she wants. That's what I told her too when I ripped her off the bunk. I'm like, at least she has a messed up tongue.
Jesse. Her name was Jesse.
There we go.
Her name was Jesse. You said Jade. You were close, Jesse. Yeah, she. Okay, so this is a story I've never told on here. I kind of forgot about it. It was one of the first things I saw when I got moved to Gen Pop. And this girl was like, yeah, I bit my tongue off and they won't treat me medically.
It was all like sideways and like.
It was to date one of the, it was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
It looked like I had a giant like wart on it.
it literally looked like, I guess she had a seizure, right? And she bit down on her tongue real hard and it kind of like cut a third of it off, but it was hanging on by just like a few little cells and it was just like flapping. It was it was so bad. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I thought about that right after I yanked her out the bunk. I'm like, crap, this bitch has seizures and I just hit her twice. I'm gonna go to prison over Nina.
Listen, I might meet you there. Listen, I'd be your cellmate over and over again.
You'd write me if I went to prison over beating up Jesse over you.
But
she would pull back. She's like, get out of my cell. Tell him we're not getting along. It's like, I told you to shut up.
Dang. Well, I wonder where she's at now. Do you know?
So she got another year.
She got in trouble.
So she has two back-to-back years in county.
So she's probably still there.
Mm-hmm.
Well it's been 2 years.
Because she was only there like 8 months when I was in the cell there, and she got another year added on to her first year. Because she was riding the guy that she'd went in there for the no contact order with.
Dang. What about Denise?
Which one was Denise?
Remember she didn't have her teeth, but sometimes she'd wear them in. And she like had the kids and the husband and she'd always share snacks. Remember her?
Well, I mean, you share snacks with each other. I didn't have anybody share snacks with me.
She was just like really giving. Like she'd give it to get. She roomed with Myra, who killed her baby.
So I think Myra beat the charge because I was actually asking about her when I was in there and they said she got out.
I think she went to prison.
It takes longer than that to be a prison case or go to prison. Usually takes about a year.
Like her trial?
Yeah.
Well, she had already been in there almost a year when you and I were in there.
Because she'd only been in there like 3 months before us.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You might be right. You're probably right. What about Christina?
Which one was that?
Remember she had no teeth and she like looked so bad in the beginning and she had like short hair. She just lost her kids and she used to give me her milk. Remember her?
Oh, no. I haven't thought about her much. Me and her didn't really talk much.
We don't talk much. I'm trying to think who. I don't think. Who are else? Yeah. I really want to find Vicky, though. You're my favorite, but next to you, Vicky was my favorite. And she was
me
in there.
We both beefed with her a little bit, but you and her got cool, but me and her not so much. I don't forgive so easily.
Her and I read the Bible together. I just miss her. I'm looking for Vicky. Vicky Gunther, if anybody knows who she is, like, look out for her. So do you ever go to Salt Lake?
I got to go up there for my court and possibly prison.
So you got in more trouble. Do you want to tell us about that?
So I've been sober 6 months, but right before that, so 3 of the 6 months have been in jail. I got out to go to a program while in fight. The judge was at least cool enough for that. But I got 1,000 pills and theft by reception.
And 1,000 pills meaning what?
First degree felony. Made it a law that if you're convicted to go to prison on anything over, I think, 20 pills, it's 10 years. So.
Oh, like you had them on you. You had 1,000 pills on you.
Yeah.
What kind? Fentanyl?
Fentanyl.
Were you selling them?
Selling them, using them. I actually thank God that I got caught because I was going to die. Like, I was doing 200 of them a day. And it's 200? Just the wrong one and you're dead.
200 pills?
Mm-hmm.
How are you alive? Do you ever wonder that?
God's grace.
He loves you. He's got such a plan on for your life, Melinda. He wants you. He loves you. And you and I always talked about that. And you want to be sober, right? You've wanted it.
I mean, I'm the one who asked the judge, like, while I'm fighting this stuff, let me get some help. Like, I'm not good. I'm suicidal. I want to die. I don't want to do it anymore. Like, and she said, all right, I'll let you out to a program while you're fighting it. But we don't know what happens after that.
So you have a trial. And if you get sentenced, how many years are you facing?
Like 30.
You're facing 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Realistically, listen, if you get sentenced, I'm going to come see you before you go, and then I'll visit you while you're
there. I love you.
I love you. I hope you know I miss you. I think about you all the time. I pray for you. I thank God all the time that you were my cellmate. I thank him for that because my time with you, you are unbelievably precious to me. And I treasured every second we spent together. You were perfect.
I love you too.
Yeah. You have a call in your life.
And then like, it's been times that just like everything's seemed so dark and I'd remember something you'd say or...
Thanks for saying that.
I remember our exorcism. I'm like, I don't got anything I can do this.
You were like, hey, I think we were talking about exorcisms. And you're like, I think I might have one of those. I'm like, let's get to it.
I remember I got sweaty and like shaky and like.
And you threw up.
I did. You're like, that's what happens with an exorcism.
You know, people are scared of that. Even a lot of Christians doubt it or they're scared of it because they just don't know about it. But I mean, we're only told in the Bible over and over and over again to do it. I mean, over and over again. Jesus just only did it, you know, a dozen times. What are your favorite moments of us like in our cell together?
Oh, gosh.
Singing.
Oh, God, our Disney songs.
We'd sing all night. We'd sing for...
And then people would be like, shut up, and we're like, no! And we'd keep singing Colors of the Wind and just most annoying songs ever for these thugs, like a bunch of gangsters had to know singing Disney music. And
whatever
Christian
land you
songs.
Land on, the earth is just a dead thing you can claim.
But I know every creature
has a life.
Has a spirit, has a name. And they're like, shut up. We're like, no. And then we'd sing Hallelujah. They'd be like, shut up.
They'd be screaming out of the cells through the pod, shut up.
And we'd be singing on through it like, do something about it.
We'd sing for hours. We'd write songs. I have some of your poetry that you wrote in the cell.
Did I write poetry in there and give it to you? Oh, God. My poetry is horrible.
No, I loved it. I loved it. Remember, we read books all day. We read Redeeming Love. We read the Bible.
Oh, God. So I actually was so mad because when I was going into the psych ward, I stopped at 3 bookshops trying to buy Redeeming Love and none of them had it.
No.
You can send it to me because none of the bookshops here have it.
I would love to send it to you. I would love to send it to you. You should give me your mom's phone number so that I can have contact with you even when you're in, you know, wherever you go.
Well, I'm going to try to see if my lawyer will, at least while I'm fighting this, be able to get it where I can stay here and just transport down there. Because my mom will drive me to Salt Lake for all my court hearings if she'll let me do that. Because I'm definitely going to go to prison if I go back to Salt Lake because I'll relapse.
Yeah, I don't want you to relapse. I don't want you to relapse at all. How have you been able to stay sober? How long have you been sober? 5 months?
6 months.
6 months. How have you been able to stay sober? What changed?
Trying to stay away from it all and I'm terrified like I'm gonna end up killing myself or overdosing if I go back to it, and I can't do that to my parents. Like, there's not many other people to care, but I can't do that to them. They've put too much into my life. Like,
they love you so much.
And like, when I'm sober, I'm happy. Like, I think I like getting high, but like, I'm a laughing not monster that like loves people. And
yeah, you just have such
I
a light
when
in
I'm
you
sober.
You're so funny. You're so smart. That was something the producers kept saying about you too, is I just can't believe how smart she is. Like, you were intelligent. You were witty. You were funny. You knew things. You would memorize things. You were just really, really bright. And you have this calling on your life that God has just set you apart. You're relatable. You're sweet. You have such a light in you. And the fact that you're still alive, I'm telling you, sis, like, God, his favor is on you and he loves you and he wants you to do well. And he has a purpose for you.
Right. So I met this guy on my way to the psych ward and he's a drug counselor. Like, I don't know. I think he might be able to help me get my life together. And he made me feel like I have purpose and I'm worth a good life.
Yeah, you do.
He has a 14-year-old son. And like, I think he can be really good for me. So I'm hoping for that.
To get help with that.
He's 51 though, but.
Would you be like dating him?
I mean, where's the hickey at?
Wait, so you have a hickey right now from a drug counselor?
Yes. I went and spent the night with him last night on my way back from the psych ward, and he took me to the NA meetings he chairs. He's 1 month from being a drug counselor. Like, he's going to school for it and doing it part-time while he's going to school for it. And, like, he has a house, has 6 years sober, 10 years out of prison, like...
Okay. I mean, maybe, but could you just not date for a while? Could you just work on being sober?
I don't know, like, for me, it helps to have somebody to be in my corner, and I find somebody that's healthy to be in my corner, you know?
Yeah. How old are you now?
My parents adore him, like him, and think he's perfect.
Well, when you got married, okay, wait, how old are you now?
I'm 26. I'm getting
old. You're 26 now. No, you're not. You're 26.
Yeah.
And you, how old were you when you got married that one time?
18.
And how old was he?
49 or 48.
Okay. So there's like a little pattern here. And your parents co-signed for that.
I was 18.
Well, but 18 and 49 is something. I mean, that's something else.
Well, I mean, when I first met him, dude, like, my mom even said, like, I had a sparkle in my eyes when I was talking to him. Like, it was the first time I'd been happy in a long, long time, so.
So they were like, we don't care how old he is. They didn't care how old he was?
No.
Okay. Well.
When he asked my dad if he could marry me, my dad said, well, you better have the patience of Job.
Yeah, you are somebody that will need patience, but it looks like you're on the ups.
I'm trying. I'm trying so hard. It's hard, but I'm trying so hard.
Doing really good. You and I need to talk more so that I can, you know, do this journey with you. I feel for you. So when will you find out if you're sentenced or not?
I've only went to pretrial, and they released me to the center. I just got out yesterday, so I haven't even called them yet to tell them I'm out. So I'm going to call my lawyer in the morning, and I'll have another court date. You should write me a letter just telling them that, like...
I would love to.
I'm trying, and I just need a chance. Like,
I would love to.
It sucks to go to prison right when I finally feel like it's different this time. Like,
what finally got you sober, though? Like, what finally did it?
Jail, but, like, it was the circumstance right before I went to jail that made me want to stay sober. Like, I was on the verge of death. Like,
what happened to Tessa, your dog?
She's right here. You want to see her? Let me turn the light on.
You have Tessa?
I have Tessa. It cost me $2,000 to get her back because I had a suicide attempt with 3 grams of fentanyl, and they tried to say I was committing dog abuse because she was in the car.
Oh, no. If there's one thing I know, you love Tessa. Because, do you remember why I liked that her name was Tessa? Do you remember?
Because your best friend's name is Tessa.
Oh, you remember? You're okay, such a good friend. Hi, Tessa, doggy. Hi, Tessa.
Babies.
You still have, so does your mom keep her for you when you can't?
Yeah, well, I was in the center. She kept me, and if I go to prison, she's going to keep her for me.
Oh, I love your mom. I love that she kept Tessa. Do you know my best friend? If you come up, they ask, how's your Tessa? They say, how's Tessa? Well, you were worried about her when we were in jail.
Yeah, I remember she got in that fight with that dog over a little puppy. Bandit, my mom's dog, got attacked by that Rottweiler, and Tessa went to jump on it and save it and got her freaking... Tessa tore up that dog way worse, though. She's a beast like me.
Tessa, she protects you.
Yeah. She used to lay on top of me in Salt Lake when I'd sleep on the streets, and if anybody come near me, she'd growl.
She loves you. She just loves you.
Tessa, babies! She's running.
So no more sleeping on the streets for you right now?
Nope.
When was the last time you were on the street?
6 months ago, right before I got locked up, thank God.
If you go to prison, do you know when you'll go?
Courts are unreliable.
Right.
They always got taken to the fact different things. And if they don't want to work with me, I'm going to take it to trial. Because, like, it was messed up how it all went down. Like, I bought a bike off somebody. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was stolen. They tackle me off the bike, have a male officer like me.
If you went to prison, you'd get sentenced out of Utah, and then they would decide what prison you went to?
There's only one prison in Utah right now. It's in Draper.
And you'd go there?
Yeah.
But they could send you out of state, right? No?
Nope. I wish. Mm.
Dang.
Only if the feds pick it up, which my lawyers work in it so that that hopefully doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pray for favor on you. You know what? Let's just pray for it right now. Can I pray for you on this situation?
Yeah.
God, I ask right now that you hear Melinda's situation, Lord. Thank you for keeping her sober. Thank you for how healthy she looks. Lord, I know you love her. I know you have favor on her life. I know we crossed paths for a reason. And I pray right now that you will just give her favor and blessing on this situation, Lord. And I pray that you will put the exact right people in her path that will be healthy for her and that will help her see who you say that she is. Lord, we ask for a breakthrough in the case. We ask for favor in the case and that it will go exactly how it's supposed to go. Thank you for who Melinda is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
so
I
believe
that
one of my
you.
Favorite moments with you was, I think one of the moments that got to me the most is when I'd tell you about just some of the stuff I'd go through and then we'd pray about it and like, I'd feel this release and like, that stuck
Our
with me so much.
Were... It did? It stuck with you?
It has. Like, I didn't used to pray much, but now when everything's going to, even when I'm doing bad, I pray and know that one way or another, turn out how it's supposed to turn out.
Yeah, that means a lot to me. People message me all the time and they're like, Nina and Melinda are my favorite friend duo on 60 Days In. Like something about us, it touched a lot of people. What do you think that was? I think you go first.
I think it's that we like touched each other. Like you didn't know how bad, I guess, the streets and the life really get. And I'm blunt. I told you the hard facts and you told me that there was hope and talk to me about it and let me know I wasn't crazy.
No, I think it's because I genuinely love you and we cared for each other. I love you. And there was this like,
even though
real...
you didn't tell me I was on TV.
I wanted to tell you, and I almost told you so. If production listens to this podcast, which I have a feeling they listen to parts of it, I wanted to tell you so bad, so many times. And I just thought, you can blow the whole show if you do that. So I wanted to remember how, I know that, but like,
illegal shit, like cheek and pills and.
Oh, hey, I want you to know that. No, let me just say this. I should have led with this in this podcast. I want you to know this. That meant more to me than you will ever know. It's one of the most endearing, nicest things you've ever done for me. Now, did you notice how though in the editing, when you gave them to me, it was different than when they showed you, quote unquote, giving them to me. When I'm laying on that top bunk and they portray you as giving me pills, it's when you were trying to give me those cookies you kept in your pocket. That was a weird editing thing. They did. You notice that?
They covered my critique in those pills for you. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, they crushed my pills when I went back.
Oh, really? Dang. That was one of the most like down thing. Hey, remember the jail points? Remember you were giving me jail points?
Oh God. Yes, because you're a good Christian girl and you do something jail worthy. I'm like, all right, 2 jail points for you.
You know what? I was the most, I need something. Can you do something for me? I need a favor.
What?
I was so sad that you weren't there for the tattoo because I really wanted to do that with you.
I can't believe you didn't do the jail tattoo with me.
We just didn't have the stuff. Remember, we were trying to get it. Okay, but how many jail points do I get for getting the jail tattoo?
300.
300. Because even in the confessionals.
Okay, smoked a cigarette in her life and she did a jail tattoo. How many jail points, Jamie? I told her she had to get a jail tattoo.
Well, I got it done with an embroidery needle and.
But this is a Christian girl who's never.
I love the Lord.
Even smoked a cigarette. Or
you love the Lord
Disney
too.
Because they were Satan.
Yeah. No tattoos, no cigarettes, no nothing, but jail tattoo to honor you, Sensei.
And I choked her ass because she's like, I'm gonna die. I have such bad cramps. They cripple me, and they won't give me enough aspirin. So I'm like, I'll cheek you some aspirin. She's like, you're so sweet. But she didn't tell me not to do it. But then when it was on TV that I handed her the pill, she's like, oh my God, there was black slime coming out of her mouth from her teeth. We always
joke
about my teeth. The first time I saw her, she's like, what the fuck are you doing here? You still have your teeth.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be, I was scared of her. I just wanted to be dramatic. He wasn't slimy.
I was so hit when I went in. I was like a gremlin.
I mean, her real beauty was not shown when she was high in jail. That's for sure.
So I was so high when I went in. Like,
your little eyeballs were popping out of your face.
And I'm all nodding and trying to be intimidating all at once.
Yeah. And you kind of like, were.
Everybody in the crowd nodding but you. So you thought you were around a bunch of zombies probably.
It was, you know what? That's what it was like. You were like a zombie. And I was like, you know, I'm a little scared. Oh, you know who I need? Do you know who I have to ask you about? Kimmy.
Who's Kimmy?
Our neighbor. Crazy kid. No, I don't want to call her crazy,
oh,
but
God,
Kimmy.
One time standing naked on the toilet shaving to flash your nanny at the guards. And you're like, we love you, Kimmy. And you're all praying for her. I'm like, that's just crazy. Like,
what happened to Kimmy? That's really what I want to know.
Probably the state hospital.
Now, you had said that you were wondering if there wasn't somebody out there who might hear this who could help you. What are you looking for?
Just some letters, maybe, to the courts. Because I read them, you know? Like,
so what does day-to-day life look for you right now, for all the listeners? They'll want to know, do you work? Do you just get better? Do you go to church still? What do you do?
I'm on disability now because of my Addison's disease, remember? But I'm hoping if I can relocate or get the courts to let me relocate for my well-being, that maybe I can get a part-time job or maybe go to some sort of trade school if they'd help me do that.
That'd be great.
Or maybe
go
to the church thing like we talked about.
Yeah, are you going to church at all?
No. There's not really any churches around here I can get into. They're all Mormon or what's the weird one that they summon the demon out of you and make you do the shakes?
I mean, you know, that's my kind of church. I don't know which one. Which one?
We're the ones where they put their hand on your head and
like Pentecostal.
There we go. Yeah, there's Pentecostal and then Mormon churches.
Just not like a good Christian church.
No.
What would you say to the people who just loved you and want good for you and are cheering you on? Anything you'd say to them?
Thank you. And the messages I've gotten have really meant a lot. And I even had somebody pull over in Salt Lake and say, I remember you from 60 days in. Can I take you out, buy you something to eat?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she bought me a clean change of clothes and some food and even bought me a room in the hotel for the night because it was cold as shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's probably terrible to be homeless there during the winter, right?
And you're on drugs. So all you do is keep chasing drugs on the streets in the freezing cold.
When you live on the street, like, where do you usually end up sleeping? How do you do that?
Well, when I ended up in the hospital this April, I was sleeping underneath a bridge and I got necrotizing fasciitis from just getting so sick underneath there from being in the winter and bacteria and.
You know what? You and I, we had to do a catch-up episode because people have been dying to hear from you. But you and I will do another episode where we talk about what street life is like or anything you want to talk about.
All right. I love you. And
I love you so much.
Do this again soon, or at least talk more. I missed you.
I would really love to. I miss you too. If I
got any more questions?
Yeah. Do I have any more questions? I think that's good. But I just want you to know there's not a cellmate I'd rather have. At the beginning of this podcast, I usually say, hey, Sellies, and it's because you taught me Selly. And you and I have a lot more to talk about. I'd love to have you on here. So I'll end the episode, but don't hang up quite yet because I just want to ask you one more question. So let me wrap up the episode. Thank you for listening to the Heart Conviction Podcast with Melinda. Any last goodbyes, Melinda?
Nope. Just good talking to you, and I missed you.
I miss you too.
Even where could people tell me it's on TV?
I tried. I winked at you. Where could people find you?
You gave me wide eyes like, you think I'm lying to you?
I was trying to be like, what? Where can people find you if they want to send you a nice note?
Messenger.
On Facebook? Is that
the
best? You don't have Instagram, right?
I do not.
Okay. What's your name on Facebook?
Melinda Marshall.
Melinda Marshall, send her a nice message and tell her to stay sober. Would you say you love her, praying for her, calling on her, send her a little prophecy, and listen to the Heart Conviction Podcast. If you would do me a favor, go and rate the show. Say you love talking to Melinda, that you listen frequently. Don't just open it when it's time to listen, but follow the show so that you get notifications when there's a new episode. And like and subscribe. Appreciate y'all. Bye. Say bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.